פרגרף ה, וזה בחינס סויר של ראש חודש, שבו לכפורו על מיות הירח. Now we'll understand also the special goat that was brought as a sacrifice on Rosh Chodesh to atone for the fact that Hashem lessened the light of the moon. Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal al posuk u'seir izim echod chatos l'Hashem. As the Gemara says in explaining this posuk, that there was a goat, one goat that was brought as a korban chatos for Hashem. As the Gemara says, that Hashem says, Heviu alai kapora, bring an atonement for me. Let this be an apology coming from Hashem, chas kavyochol, to the moon. This the Gemara speaks about in Chulin, and Rav Nosson Zal in several places in Likutei Halachos gives major, major discussions explaining that incredible Gemara. You know, it speaks about the whole debate between the moon and Hashem, kavyochol. The Isa Bezoyer Kodesh Parshas Pinchas, Shehasoyer Humi Sitra De Esov Ish Soyer, Bechinas Din. The Zoyer Kodesh Parshas Pinchas tells us that the goat represents Esov, who is called Ish Seir. Seir means hair, but it's spelled the same exact way. Sin Ayin Yud Reish, Esov Ish Soyer, Bechinas Din. And Esav is all about din. Remember, Esav was born kuloi admoini, red, wall-to-wall redness. V'hu mekabel zeh hasoyer. And this goat goes to Esav. This goat goes to the other side, kavyochol. V'hik sheshom, and the Zohar HaKadosh asks over there, hold on a second. If this goat is going to Esav, imkein lomo nemar la'ashem. Why does it say in the pasuk Chatos Lashem? Ayin Shom Hateretz. Look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh to see the answer that the Zohar HaKadosh gives. Ulefi Hanal Miyushov Heitev Al Nochoin. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the whole introduction that I've given here, we're going to be able to understand the Zohar HaKadosh there very well. Kizeh Hasoyer Shel Rosh Chodesh Humamish Bechinas Korban Utfila. Because this goat that was offered on Rosh Chodesh is another example of this tefillah bebechinas din that Rabbi Nazal speaks about in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. When Rabbi Nazal says it over there, it's a new item. I don't think it's mentioned in other sforim at all. It seems like an incredible chiddush. A tefillah bebechinas din? What are you talking about? The Gemara shows all over that tefillah is chesed, rachmi. What are you talking about? But Rabbi Nazal in that chapter on the Likutei Moran presents it and explains it. And in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal has maybe 10, 15 places where he gives us different examples of this tefillah bebechinas din. Now he's giving us example number two. Before he gave us the example of the Oimer Soyrim, the special korban of barley, now he says here's another example of this tefillah bebechinas din, this special goat that was offered on Rosh Chodesh to Esav, kavya. It was offered to the left side. We're told it goes to the left side, even though it's an atonement for Hashem. What are you talking about? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because we said again that korban is synonymous with tefillah. Ki asoyer hu korban l'Hashem. Because this goat is a sacrifice for Hashem. Rak shehu bebechinas din. It doesn't mean that the sacrifice is going to Esav. What are you, nuts? We're not bringing korbanos to avodah to anybody else other than to Hashem. So what does the Zohar HaKadosh mean when it says that this korban goes to Esav? It means that this korban is on channel 2. It's operating on channel 2. Channel 1 is the standard channel, which is rachmonos, chesed, das. That's where all of our sacrifices were directed to. That's where all of our prayers are directed to. Rachmonis, das, chesed. However, the exception to the rule, there are certain exceptions, and based on certain exceptional circumstances, when we're forced to switch to channel 2. An example was the Oimer Soyrim. Another example is this goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. Mi sitra de Esav ish soyer. It's Bechinas Din, which is the side of Esav. Vaidei Zeh Esav Shehu Asitrachra Mekabloi, and since this korban is coming in the format of din, it's labeled din. Esav says, "Bring that over here. That's for me. That's that FedEx. That doesn't go to the other address. That comes to my address. That's being sent to me." Veroitze levoloi, and Esav wants to swallow that tefillah. Aval zeh hasoyer oimed loy betzavori kanal. However, this goat gets stuck in his throat, like Rabbeinu Zal said over there in the Likutei Moran, betzavori yolin oiz, that this tefillah bebechinas din gets lodged in the throat of the sitra achra, ad shemeki umoitzi kol hakedusha shebola, to the point where it forces Esav, the sitra achra, to throw up, to vomit up, to return all the holiness that he swallowed up for days or months or years or generations. The choizer hakoel el hakedusha, and it all gets returned to where it's supposed to be, to the side of the kedusha. The nishlam miut hayoreach, and that defectiveness of the moon gets completed, gets fixed up, gets repaired. The nistakein hakoel bishleimus, and everything is totally repaired. Nimtza shehakoel nochoin. So Rav Nosal says, you see, based on what we're saying here, that everything is hunky-dory. Everything is kosher. Everything is beseder. Shehakoel nochoin. Shehasoyer hu korban Hashem. The sacrifice, this goat, is a sacrifice for Hashem. V'afal pikein. Mekabloi, in other words, it's being directed for the benefit of Hashem and for Hashem's honor. And despite that, mekabloi v'yoynik mimenu Esav. Some, it gets railroaded, it gets sent down the left lane, it makes a left turn somewhere along the way and goes to Esav. V'ze ikar hatikun kanal, and that's what makes it so effective. That's what allows it to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. K'aydeze, because by Esav being sent this shalachmonis, by sending this gift, this care package to Esav, he ends up throwing up. Umoitzi kol hadas v'kedusha shebola kanal, and Esav, the sitrachra, is forced to regurgitate, to give back all the das and kedusha that it was able to swallow up. We mentioned previously that this is a concept that's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that when we do things wrong, when we do things improperly, it allows our mitzvahs and our tefillah sometimes to go to the other side, to get swallowed up by the sitra achra. And it's through this type of a rescue operation by the paratroopers, by these great tzaddikim who are bebechinas din, they go behind enemy lines. They send this missile that's labeled gvura, and this goes into the hands of the sitra achra, gets swallowed up there, and from there it causes pitzutz, it causes major explosion, and helps return all the lost prisoners, all the prisoners, all the captives that the sitra achra is holding on to, that they were able to grab, kidnap, and everything, all gets returned to the side of Kedusha. The Gemara makes a statement, Malchusa da'ara, ken Malchusa da'rikia, that by watching how things operate down here, you get to know how things operate in Shamayim. The whole concept of government and battles and war, all the, and armies and everything, as we see it down here, reflects how it operates on a spiritual level up in heaven. It's incredible hashkocha that we're learning this now for two reasons. All the discussion every day, Rachman al-Son, about a Jew who's being held captive by Rishoyim, by the most evil, wicked creations of Hashem, who have the audacity in front of the whole world to hold somebody and not let anybody see if he's alive. There's a red cross and a blue cross and a shmo cross, and it all works great for non-Jews. When it comes to a Jew, all of those things don't apply, Rachman al-Son. Then there's other hashgacha. I got a phone call this morning from a very close friend, a grandson of Reb Michal Zichron Avracha, whose son is in the paratroopers. And today he's jumping, he has his first jump out of a plane at about 2 o'clock today. And his father asked me to please be mispal for him, which we did earlier today. The hashgacha that we're learning this halacha based on this chapter on Likutei Moran that deals with this tefillah bebechinas din, this concept of that elite unit that's able to jump behind enemy lines and be able to be most effective in battle against the other side. Hashem should protect this young man. His name is Tom Lior Amos. Three names. Hashem should help him and all of his friends. They should be safe. Hashem should watch over these chayalim, and they should be zeicha to believe in Hashem, to put their trust and faith only in Hashem, and at the same time do their ishtadlis the right way. And this same concept of this Soyer Lashem on Rosh Chodesh is the same concept as the Oymer Soyerim on the 16th of Nisan, Be'ez Hascholas Miut Hayoreach, which is the day where the light of the moon starts becoming less. B'Chodesh Harishon, on that first month of Nisan, Shekolu Mikol HaChadoshim, which is representative of all the 12 months. It's a composite of all the 12 months. V'ze bechinas oimer se'oirim loshen noifel aloshen. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this coincidence. The oimer of barley. Look at that the word for, Hebrew word for barley, se'oirim, is also miloshen so'ir. Esav ish se'ir, that left side. Bechinas esav ish so'ir, bechinas se'ir izim. All of these are all one concept. Ki oimer soirim hu gam kein bebechina zu, because this oimer of barley is exactly the same thing as this concept of the soir Hashem, this goat that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, this tefila bebechina din. Ki hu meichel behema kanal, because as we explained earlier, the Gemara says barley is associated with animals. Ach ze ikar hatikun, and it's because of the fact that this is animal food. That's why this is what can bring about the greatest tikkun, in a sense. Kaidei ze daika, by sending this paratrooper, by sending this barley, this animal food, by sending this goat to Esav, this shalachmanis that we send to Esav, chayil bola vayikienu. This is what brings about the fact that the armies that the sitrachra has swallowed, vayikienu, they're forced to return, to give it back. Vayikienu daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word the pasuk uses, vayikienu. Vayikienu means to vomit, to throw up. Bechinas hakois mamish. That's the terminology that's used in the Torah, vomiting, throwing up. Shemuchrach litein hakois al yidei ze hakorban shubebchinas din shu roitze levoloi. The sitrachra is forced to throw up, to vomit up. Through this korban, through the oimer soirim, through the soir Lashem on Rosh Chodesh, which is a bechin of din, which the sitrachra wants to swallow up. The hu oimed loy betzavoroi, it gets stuck in the throat of the sitrachra, ad shemuchrach litein hakois kanal, until they're forced to make these hakois, kemavur heitev b'maymer anal le'inyin tefila. As Rabbein Nisal in Likutei Moran over there explains very, very well regarding the tefillah bebechinas din. Ayin shom heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, Tanina, Toraches. Study it well. V'ze chayil bola vayikienu roshe tevois shel ze haposuk shehu shem kodesh kemuva hu bigematria yudvov. Rav Nosson Zal says, now watch something interesting. The first letters of this pasuk, Chayil Bola Vayikienu, make up one of the names of Hashem. It's a special name of Hashem that's spelled Ches Beis Vov. The Arizal brings that in the Shmoin Esrei, in the paragraph Tika B'Shoifor Godol L'Cheruseinu, Hashem, blow the shoifor that's going to herald our freedom. And lift up the flag, the sign to show that you're going to make the ingathering of the exiles, that all of those who are in the Sitrachra, all those who are in Chutz Loretz, all those who are in the place of the Sitrachra are all going to be gathered in and returned to Eretz Yisrael, into the Kedusha. V'kapcenu yachad mehero me'arba kanfo yisoros artzenu. And Hashem, please gather us up quickly into our land. The Arizal says that those words, V'kapcenu mehero yachad me'arba kanfois, the second letter of yachad is ches. It's the middle letter. The middle letter of yachad is ches. The middle letter of Me'arba is Beis, and the middle letter of the word Kanfois is Vov. Ches Beis Vov. The Arizal says that's this special name of Hashem, which is the name which is associated with gathering in all the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra. That this name of Hashem, Ches Beis Vov, is the name that's associated with gathering in souls, Jews, who have drifted away from their Yiddishkeit, Jews who have drifted away from Eretz Yisrael, or sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra. It's all the same concept. And it's this name of Hashem that represents the ingathering, because it's this pasuk, Chayil Bola, they've swallowed up a multitude, Vayikienu, but they're forced to vomit it up. This is talking about the Sitra Achra, that when the Jews go into exile, the non-Jews swallow up millions of Jews that are out of their houses. They're away from home. They're not in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmanot Zlan, in exile. And this name of Hashem represents all the ingathering. So Rav Nosson Zal says, guess what? The numerical value of this name, Ches Beis Vav, is 16. Why 16? Hainu b'chinas Yud Vav b'Nisan. This is a remez to the 16th of Nisan, She'oz makriv en oimer soirim. That's when we bring the special korban of barley. Shai deizeh chayil bola ve'ekenu kanal. This is one of those special secret weapons of Klal Yisrael. This is one of those special korbanos that's in this format of din. This is the paratrooper that's able to go behind the enemy lines, get swallowed up by the Sitra Achra, and then the Sitra Achra is forced not just to release him, but to release thousands of sparks of Kedusha that they might have swallowed up over a long period of time. V'chein muvon b'zoyer HaKodesh. Rav Nosson says, now if you'll take a look in the Zoyer HaKodesh, you'll see that it says there, Shesoid hakrova soimer, hu bebechinas chayil bola v'yekienu. That the secret behind the bringing of the Omer is based on this pasuk, Chel Bola Ve'yekienu. Kedei She Yivrach Me'eshes Chayil B'chinas Malchus HaKedusha. In order to be able to help release these sparks of Kedusha that have been taken away from the Shechina, from the Malchus of Kedusha, Shenestaken, that gets its Tikun, Al yedei oimer soirim, through this special sacrifice of barley, bechinas tikun miyut hayareach kanal. This is the tikun for that lessening of the moon, which begins on day number 16. The number 16 represents that day of the month when the moon starts going down, when things start swinging towards the left side, towards the side of the Sitra Achra. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'havein, understand this very well, meaning that this is, he mentions some deep concepts here. We should absorb this correctly. And Ayin Shom Bazoyer B'Parshas Emor. Take a look also over there in the Zoyer Kodesh, in Parshas Emor, where we have the reading of the different holidays. And there it mentions Sfiras Omer and Shavuos. And there in Parshas Emor, the Zoyer Kodesh speaks about this thing, that the Omer Soirin is associated with this Chel Bola Vayikianu.